$5.
4.5 feet wide, okay.
It's really nice. It'll probably hold about a 45-inch TV, maybe, or some so.
So it's sturdy enough to hold a TV.
Oh, yes. It's okay. Beautiful, actually. And that number is 251-643-5665.
Okay.
And then I also have a pine-colored kitchen table, and it's got one leaf for it. It's round without the leaf and oblong with it, and I've got four chairs to go with it for $175. And my number is 251-767-3207.
Now, when you're saying pine colored, light or dark?
It's the light pine. Like, it's okay. Older. Like, it could be a great painted piece. It would be beautiful painted. Or if you have more of the country colors in your house, it would go great with that.
Okay.
It's in great shape. It just, we moved into a new house and don't have room for it. So.
Right. Okay. Kitchen table with leaf. It's light pine. Four chairs, 175, 767, 3207. If you're joining me late, the other voice is Huntley with
Hello.
The Hair Gallery. And Huntley, you were talking about, because when you walked up, I was like, something's different about you. You look lovely, but have you lost some weight? And you said you've just been really busy and stressed out lately.
Yeah. What's I think I've lost weight because of the camper. We've been working on the camper, and plus I'm just doing a lot more stuff, and not having to cook at night has really been easy because my son isn't home. But of course, he'll tell you
it's
I never
cooked.
It's such
a huge difference, isn't
it? It's really different.
It took
quiet.
Me so long to get used to it.
It's weird because even when he was home, it wasn't like he was under my feet or right beside me or anything, but I knew I could just walk in his room and talk to him if I wanted to.
Did he ever text you from his room while you were in another room?
Of course. Of course. I did too, though. That's a crazy thing. I've done it to him too. So it's crazy.
But so you had your son going to college. You bought a house and moved.
Yes.
All
renovating
at the same
an RV.
Time. Renovating an RV.
And recently my mother-in-law has just moved here from California. So we had her getting her moved in and getting her settled in here too. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a busy couple months. I said, I can't wait for the RV to get parked, and then I'm just going to get parked at home. I'm just going to chill with nothing to do.
Right.
Which we all know that won't happen.
And,
but
it's a dream. You're not cooking at night anymore?
Not much. I mean, sometimes I cook.
Your husband's
neighbors,
working at night now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My next door neighbors are really good friends of mine, and we actually built next door to them because they're some of our best friends. And so they cook a lot and say, hey, come have dinner with me.
How nice. And
last night I cooked dinner for her because her husband and daughter wanted something else. So I was like, I'm making this if you want to come eat. So
how nice.
But it's really, most of the time I'm not going to eat if I don't have to because I just don't feel like it. Cooking. I mean, I'm going to eat. Don't get me wrong.
That's probably why you're losing weight.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we were talking about the e-newsletter.
Yes.
And then the phone rang. So let's get back to that because I really like the City of Fairhope newsletter that they email out every other week. And we can run through some of it. There's the Labor Day schedule here, of course. Administrative offices are closed. There's no garbage, trash, or recycling. But if you want to go to the rec center or the golf course, they are both open on Labor Day.
Nice. They won't have any fitness classes or the nursery, though, it says.
Right. No nursery available or classes. And for those young enough to have teenagers like you... The Junior City Council.
I think that is so awesome.
Is taking applications.
My friend of mine's daughter did that and really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I think it's great. I think it's so neat that the kids get to get involved early and get to understand what's going on in the city. And that's a fantastic idea, I think.
It is. Applications are accepted through August 31st. If you get the newsletter, you can click or just go to the website. And you'll find out. So have you heard what happened to our clock?
I did read that. That's kind of interesting.
So our iconic Fairhope clock on the corner has not been working for some time. Well, it turns out that the main controller was outdated and had to be changed. That was done. And it was discovered that one of the motors was bad.
Oh,
I didn't know this, but the clock has two motors, one for each side. One for, I guess, the minute hand and one for the second hand, right?
I think so.
Or I don't know how it works, hours and minutes. But anyway, two motors. So one of the motors was bad, and only one side of the clock is keeping the correct time. So they've gone ahead and ordered two new motors.
They should have just left it at 5 o'clock.
Wait a minute, that's a good one.
All my clocks that don't work sit on 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
What is it, Fairhope? A quaint little fishing town with a drinking problem.
Yep.
They used to have merchandise with that on it. That's funny.
I've seen that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the shuttle, too. It's funny to me how many people don't realize that we have the shuttle. I mean, I tell people constantly about it.
Well, I got tickled at myself because I didn't think to use it the other day when I should have, because I was going to Tamara's for lunch,
right,
to meet client. And I thought, dummy, why didn't you? I had run home to check on my dogs and whatnot, and I should have just parked here,
yep,
at the parking garage and taken the shuttle instead of driving around the block for 15,000 times
to find a parking spot. Amen.
So next time, because
there's no way you could have walked with all the rain.
Right? So next time you're out and about downtown, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., just remember the free shuttle. And just keep this number and go ahead and put, you know, free shuttle.
Program it.
Program it in your phone. If you don't see Mr. Mickey is the driver, if you don't see him, then you can call the number. They say park in the garage and call. Of course, it's 251. And then 850-6348. 850-6348. And if you have a loved one with a wheelchair, this thing's even got the wheelchair lift
everything even
on it. Yeah. So, yeah, one reason it took so long to get this golf cart was because it was customized for the handicap as well.
Okay.
And he'll drop you off wherever you want to go in what they call the Central Business District, which is basically downtown.
Right.
And then pick you up when you're ready.
I mean, that's fantastic, especially
parking that
parking deck in the shade. Get on the shuttle in the shade.
Right.
Shop around, come back in the shade.
And dry if it's raining.
Yes.
So
exactly.
So next time, it's just funny that I forgot. I'm like, really, Lori? You talk about it on the radio, and you forget to use it.
I mean, it's so new though, really. But people, I keep trying to tell it, especially at work. I tell everybody about it because you hear people say it's hard to park, it's hard to find a spot. I'm like, the parking deck is always empty. Like, I mean, I've never gone in there.
It's not empty.
I should say,
but it's usually.
I've never not had a spot.
Exactly.
That's what I should say.
Now, I don't think, does Central Business District go all the way to where you are?
I don't think so.
Okay. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. I have another unusual item. Go figure, right?
Yay. We love unusual items.
Yeah. It's a cast iron cobbler stand. In other words, a thing that looks like a boot upside down that bolts or nails down to the floor. It's a cast iron stand for putting a boot or a shoe on to work it. And it comes with two different size shoe things that are cast iron and another appendage. It comes with three different appendages, but it's all cast iron.
So is it antique or vintage?
Yeah, it's vintage. And I'll take $20 for it.
So this would be something to just look at?
You can look at it, but this is functional. This is for, like, if you want to replace a heel on a shoe or something like that, you put it on this, and then you can work on it between your legs. You know, you can have it where it'll bolt down or screw down to a floor.
I'm getting the visual, okay.
Yeah, and I've got pictures of it. It's been on my hearth for a long time, and I would hang my log tongs on it and stuff like that, but, you know. I need to slim down a little bit.
Yeah, I think you do win the award. A vintage cast iron cobbler stand. That has to be. No, wait a minute. What was the axle for a goat trailer? That might have been.
The goat wagon axle.
That's it.
Yeah, I gave that one away.
That might be
some artwork with that one.
That's funny.
All right.
Make a great plant hanger. you know, you can hang it up and somebody go, what in the heck is that?
So, oh, that's a, so it could the cast the cobbler stand be used for that?
No.
Okay.
No, that wouldn't work very well. It would look goofy. Actually, this cobbler stand is very functional. It's really a tool. And if you look in old photographs where you have a cobbler, they all have one.
Right.
You know, they work with it between their legs, but it's attached to the floor. And this has places in the bottom of it to attach it to a floor or to attach it to a piece of wood that's on the floor. You might not want to bolt something to your wood floor.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, but that's what it's for. And it's, you know, you'll see them in cobbler's places in Williamsburg or some, you know, Old Town Salem or any place where they do, you know, living histories where they have a cobbler or somebody working on shoes or boots. Or even some of the modern shoe stores, they'll still have them. They use them for display.
Right.
Anyway, $20 for that. And I have two cast iron pieces. One's a Dutch oven with a dome lid and a handle, and then a 7-inch diameter saucepan with a lid, and I'll take $25 for the pair. They are antique, and they are made in the United States. They're not made overseas.
That's cheap. If you shopped cast
yes.
iron, yeah, that's
I'm writing
cheap.
The number down.
Okay.
Got $25 for both of them.
Wow.
The pair. So it gets you some cast iron stuff. I have that commemorative plate that is a blue and white, really nice china plate that was put out by the Museum of the Confederacy in Richmond, Virginia. And it's a picture, really nice picture of Lee and Jackson meeting at Chancellorsville, and I'll take $5 for that. What a present. I got some good presents for him. He might want to get stuff early for Christmas.
There you go.
The other one is the State of Alabama notes, the bank notes from 5 cents to 100. These are original State of Alabama issued money in 1863.
Wow.
I'll take $350 for the whole set.
Cool
stuff. I decided
I'm
going to sell a set. I have two sets, and I've got pictures of all these things. If somebody calls me up, we'll mail you a picture.
Okay.
Let's see. And I have the Harkey bass amp, which you probably have on your list, for $50, which is up for electric bass guitar. And last but not least, I have the set of books that are written by Winston Churchill. They're four hardback books. It's the in a case. And it's the history of the English-speaking peoples. It's part of my father's library. Hmm. And I'll take $20 for the whole set.
Do you still have the Yamaha speakers and the Ibanez graphic equalizer?
I have the Ibanez graphic equalizer, but I'm going to have to take off the Yamaha speakers till the end of the year because we're going to use them for our church doing Christmas carols on the bluff during the Christmas holidays.
Oh, when is that going to be? Do you know yet?
Either December 10th or December 17th. We got two dates, one, you know, in case there's a rain out.
Be sure and let us know. I'd love to.
Well,
that'd
I'll
be
let
fun.
You know because, you know, we're going to have a
yeah.
you know, bunch
awesome.
Of people playing and singing and everything else. And thought it'd coincide with everybody, you know, shopping in downtown Fairhope.
That's really nice. I like that idea.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Okay.
It'd be a lot of fun. So anyway, we're going to use those speakers, which is perfect for outside. So we're going to use those speakers and another pair. I have three pairs of 15s with horns. I mean, that's yeah. a lot of speakers.
Well, you are a music man.
Well, wow. I mean, you know, I've been doing stuff for, and they were being used for church weddings and stuff at Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, my number's 929-2582.
Thank you, Mike. 929. That's Blind Dog Mike, in case you
oh,
didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did not know that.
929-2582 for his long list of stuff. You can read it if
I'll
you want.
I'll read it. Okay. He's got a vintage cast iron cobbler stand to hold a boot while it's being repaired. It's $20. He has a bass amp Hark brand 90 watt with 15-inch speaker for a bass guitar for $50. He has a 31 band Ibanez graphic equalizer, third octave equalizer, for $40. A set of hardback books written by Winston Churchill, there's four of them, for $20. He also has a cast iron saucepan with lid, 7-inch, $10. A 10-inch cast iron Dutch oven with lid, $25 for the pair. He's got a copper teapot with a tin lining, $10. And he's got commemorative Civil War plate of Robert E. Lee and General Jackson for $5. And he's got the State of Alabama 1863 banknotes. He said 9 of them from like 5 cents to 900 maybe. And that is 251-929-2582.
Yeah, there's some great gifts for anybody, Civil War bluffs.
He has some, he always has some neat stuff.
He really does. Oh, did I tell you that Robert is going to be inducted into the Fairhope High School Athletic Hall of Fame?
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic.
That, my son that played for Auburn and just preseason for the Green Bay Packers. It's September 30th.
Oh gosh, and that's great.
A bunch of the families coming in. I was going to go to North Carolina in September until this happened.
And now baby's
so
coming
many
here.
People are coming here. We said it doesn't make sense to make that double trip, so I'll go in November. He turns a year in November.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I'm so excited.
That is exciting. Congratulations.
So.
That is fantastic. So, what kind of ceremony do they do for that?
He's supposed to let me know it's either pregame or halftime, I'm guessing.
Oh, so it'll
halftime.
Be at the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, even better.
Probably halftime, if I had to guess. But it could be pregame.
Yeah.
And that's on the 30th.
Of September?
Yeah.
Very fun. That is a great award.
Yeah, I know he's honored, and he said, "Wow, that's a surprise." I'm like, "It's not really a surprise to me, but it's very cool, and it's a nice honor."
It is a nice honor.
All right, let's see here. I found something cute we could finish the show with if you want.
Sure.
Let's see. We've had some of these questions before, and it's interesting to see what people say. I don't even know that I have an answer yet. What is something women go through that men will never understand?
Well, I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, here's one of my favorite answers. Being married to a man. LOL.
That is a good one.
Let me see. Let me get some more comments.
That is funny.
What is something women go through that men will never understand?
Having to shave your legs every day.
Well, shaving your legs, that is where's more comments? I'm not getting all the comments on
that says
here.
Top comments, drop that down and click on all
there
comments.
We go. See, thank you. Mark has to help me do this. I'm technologically challenged. Menopause.
Life
in general, menstruation and menopause. I need that joke. Why is it all of women's problems start with the word men?
Yes.
Mental health, menopause, menstruation. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
There's a lot more, and I can't think
childbirth.
Childbirth.
That's a good one. What's for dinner? Having them ask every day, what's for dinner?
That's true.
That's a good one. Oh, there's some.
Childbirth, that's a lot of people are putting up.
That someone's a little upset on that one. Loyalty, honesty, and compassion. May not have been a good day.
Right.
Everything.
Someone says,
everything.
Mood swings.
I like this one. Who cares?
Who cares, right? What's funny is that a man typed mood swings.
Yes.
And, you know, most of these answers are from women. What is something women go through that men will never understand?
And that's true.
This dude, he's like, mood swings. We will never understand it.
That is the truth.
What Mark says, there's some joke out there, something like, yeah, my girlfriend has a great personality. In fact, she has several.
Oh, God, that is so true.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Someone else answered, how long have you got?
Oh, that one's not good.
Yeah, we might not read that
one. Don't read that.
Sisterhood. Sisterhood. That's a good one. Here's another PMS. Oh, no, we're not going to read that one.
Can't read that one. Nope. Having a male in your life. That's what men don't understand that women have to go through, having a male in your life.
Well, that's interesting. Hot flashes.
Oh God, I should have known that one right away.
I've actually finally made an appointment with a local doctor because I think I've been in menopause for like, what, 6 years or longer? I mean, it's not supposed to go on forever, is it?
I hope not. Good Lord, no. I hope not.
I'm not, you know, I don't like to take medicine. I don't have any prescriptions. I'm just not a big pill person, but right. I got to see what's going on.
I wonder
on.
If John at CBD.
Oh, now he did. Oh, it was a great show that he was here on Monday. And yes, I just went by there yesterday. And not so much hot flashes, but inflammation and some other. Anyway, I got some more CBG. Excuse me. CBN is really more for sleep.
I heard him talking about that in the Ambien. I thought that was a really good thing to know. Because there's a lot of people that can't sleep well.
In fact, we're going to, he had a text from a customer yesterday when I was there that said, this has really worked. I'm off the Ambien. I need to come pick up some more. And I said, ask her if she'll do a testimonial commercial.
Oh, that'd be perfect, yes.
Because, I mean, testimony is the number one form of advertising.
I mean, because if you sat here and said to me, I've been taking this, and it's helping me sleep, you don't need to take Ambien anymore, I would definitely try it.
Absolutely. I mean, what have you got to lose?
Nothing. So, sleep. You got more sleep to lose.
There you go.
We need to be sleeping more.
Fairhope Hemp CBD at 505 Fairhope Avenue. If you missed Monday's show, you should really go back. We do have that posted online.
Oh, good.
WABF1480.com. And you really should look at that. Here's what is something men don't understand about women? Automatically getting less pay for the same job. In most cases, that's
okay,
true.
I'm going to tell you, I had someone tell me this yesterday, that her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend got hired the same day doing the same job.
Do they have the same experience?
Yes. They graduated school together, have the same exact experience. Everything's the same.
Wow.
When they got their raises, he got a bigger raise than she did. Now
that could be based on performance.
Could be based on performance, but knowing her, I don't think so.
Was the starting pay the same?
Yes.
Ah, interesting.
Yes. So I just thought, wow, that's interesting. And, you know, that's someone telling me that. I don't know all the details, but that was just a conversation we were having, and it's funny that came up.
Yeah. Okay. Menopause seems to be the number one answer.
I want to also throw menopause. One in there. Something that they don't understand is how we have the ears, the sound, like we can hear the drop of a pin, especially when there's a baby. Because I mean, my husband could sleep through everything, but if I could hear my son just make a little noise, I was wide awake.
We hear it. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think sometimes they're just faking sleeping through it because they know Mama Bear is going to get up and take
That's
care of it.
It. That's true. That's true.
Anyway, that was a little interesting. You were asking, where do I get this stuff?
Yeah.
So I just try to find stuff on Facebook, but this is a page called The Giggle. They've got a lot of funny jokes. Some I can read on the air, some I cannot.
Yes, I saw that. So, they are good, though. They're fun.
I might have to save this for tomorrow now. Well, we could do Do you ever
I love it.
See the Inquisitor, the Fairhope Inquisitor?
It makes me laugh.
Well, as a journalist,
yes,
it irritates me.
For sure.
And I made some smart comment on there about it one time, and he pulled me over the coals, roasted me over the coals.
What?
Called me out about it. Anyway, we wound up communicating, and everything's cool. So I try to look at it for what it is, but so many people believe it. It's an onion skin. It's not true. It's just made up. I think that's what my comment was. It's just made up BS.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
it's also known as satire, and just to be funny. But so many people fall for it.
Well, they don't realize.
Because they don't realize that it's satire. And anyway, so... The one he did yesterday is just hilarious. Possum salad chick opening in Alberta. Instead of chicken salad chick.
It's got a possum as the face.
A picture, a possum face with a dress and a handbag.
Oh.
And it's this entire story of how Tammy Schroeder, a lifelong Alberta resident, is opening a new possum salad chick in downtown Alberta. Now, it does say right under the top of the page, satire and parody.
Yes.
But so many people miss that. Remember they did a...
the golf cart community one? Do you remember that one?
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh. People were so up in arms and mad about that.
And the digital clock.
Oh, my God. Yes, that was a good one.
I still have no idea who writes this. I've suspected a couple of people that insist it's not them.
Well, it is fun to read.
Oh, and I forgot about this when I had Mike on the phone, because Blind Dog Mike, he has a song called Roadkill. And it's all about cooking what you kill and eat.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man, I forgot I had this when he was
on the phone. Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, well, we'll have to play it tomorrow. I think it's too late to play it now, but that is just so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. The Possum Salad Chick will have their grand opening this Saturday with music by the Deliverance Banjo Boys. Door prizes and free frog chips for the kids.
Oh, God.
That one's funny.
They're going to be giving out samples of possum salad in 45 flavors, including ranch, curry, and sister's kisses.
Oh, my goodness. She would not let us in on the recipe, but did give us a few pointers on the preparation of good possum. You got to boil him first to get the hair off. You can use the hair for socks. The tail is pretty tough, so that gets cut off and used as a switch for discipline in the kids. Okay, I think he outdid himself.
That's a good one. That's funny stuff.
And I totally forgot, or I would have pulled up that song Roadkill.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Well, maybe we can do that tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, listen, we have not talked much about the hair gallery. So this is Huntley from the hair gallery. Tell us where y'all are located. Give us a phone number, Facebook.
Okay.
The types of services that you do.
All right. We are located at 409 North Section Street. We're right next door to Bay Music. We do all services of hair services except for extensions. And we also do families, children, men, lots of men, lots of young men. The whole family can come get their hair done.
And you do colors.
And perms. And yes, perms. A lot of people are coming back to get the perm.
Really?
Yes. We stopped calling it a permanent wave. Now we call it a style booster.
Oh, isn't
which
that
is
funny?
Much nicer.
That's
and the
cool.
phone number to call is 251-767-3207. That's my cell phone.
767-3207.
And that is my number. There's also a work this number that's 251-990-7747. But my cell phone is the best way to reach us, and we can get you in with anybody in the shop.
And Michelle Gambino and...
Debbie Cobb. Yes.
Wonderful. Love y'all and appreciate you doing...
Thank you for having me, Lori. This has been so much fun.
It has been fun. Thank you, Huntley.
Thank you.
All right. We'll do the close like Mark does. Swap Shops brought to you today
by these fine local businesses. Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Living, and At Your Door Pet Sitter.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is WABF, Mobile Fairhope, great music and memories. Say bye, Huntley.
Bye, Huntley.
Have a good one, and may God bless you.